KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the second day of November for 2017. Calaveras County Sheriff's deputies assisted the Bureau of Land Management and the Tri-County Drug Enforcement Team in serving a search warrant at an illegal marijuana grow off of Independence Cemetery Road and Railroad Flat. According to the Sheriff's Office, on Tuesday morning, after securing the scene, law enforcement seized 595 marijuana plants, approximately 400 pounds of processed marijuana, and 7 firearms. Gregory Garner of Railroad Flat was arrested for cultivation of marijuana in violation of state water codes. Also arrested on conspiracy, possession of controlled substance for sale, cultivation of more than 6 marijuana plants, and possession of marijuana for sale. Garner was booked into the Calaveras County Jail on $100,000 bail.
And the Amador Calaveras Consensus Group will host a monitoring and science symposium next Wednesday. The ACCG is a community-based organization that works to create fire-safe communities, healthy forests and watersheds, and sustain local economies. Well, the symposium being presented by the U.S. Forest Service Fire Ecology Program, the ACCG Monitoring Team, and the California Fire Science Consortium in conjunction with the National Collaborative Forest Landscape Restoration Program. Now, specialists will highlight monitoring and research occurring within the collaborative planning areas, which include Amador Ranger District on the El Dorado National Forest, Calaveras Ranger District on the Stanislaus National Forest, and other surrounding public and private lands. Presentation topics include meadow restoration, hydrology, resistance to bark beetle, fire effects on wildlife, post-fire regeneration, fuel management, and more. Wednesday's meeting will be held at the Amador County HHS building on Conductor Boulevard, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's the Health and Human Service building. A draft agenda is available on the ACCG website.
And CAL FIRE will be conducting a timber burn again today on Sierra Pacific Industry land off of Shake Ridge Road, east of Fiddletown Road. We talked with Rob Withrow yesterday about this. Now, they're burning off a total of about 60 acres. The burn is in support of a fuel break with the objective of improving forest health and providing additional protection to the homes in that area from a wildland fire. This is in the Consumnes River drainage. Again, smoke will be visible today.
Well, a Ripon man arrested for allegedly causing a 5-vehicle wreck on Highway 4 near Hunt Road in Calaveras County. CHP reports that David Barnett, driving a pickup, pulling a boat trailer when he drifted into the opposing lane of Highway 4, striking 2 oncoming Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Taken to the Memorial Medical Center in Modesto with major injury, Victor Law and passenger Catherine Law, and Christopher Kaysen and his passenger, Deborah Kaysen, all of Castro Valley. Now, 2 other oncoming vehicles, a 2013 Mini Cooper and 2014 Honda, also got caught up in the wreck, resulting in minor injuries to 1 additional person. CHP reports Barnett was transported to Mark Twain Medical Center with moderate injury, later arrested for DUI.
And the Amador CHP will be taking part in a statewide adult distracted driving campaign. According to Amador Area Lieutenant Commander Todd Brown, driver distractions have always presented challenges to roadway safety. Over the years, it has increasingly become a more serious problem as in-vehicle technology has expanded. Brown reminds motorists that it's illegal to use a cell phone while driving unless it's hands-free, and that the more technology a car has, the more distractions it may present to the driver. CHP statistics show multitasking increases the risk a driver will injure or kill themselves or others. The year-long campaign will combine education and enforcement to combat distracted driving. The focus of the education component is to help a person understand that anything that diverts their attention or eyes away from the roadway, even for a second, can result in tragedy. Funding for the program was provided by a grant from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And like Brown says, remember, nothing on that phone is worth endangering a life.
Well, last Saturday's Drug Take Back Day, a big success here in Amador County. Once again this year, the Sheriff's Office partnered in the National Prescription Drug Take Back to collect unused, unwanted, and expired medications from Amador County residents. Now, the event proved to be a great success as the Sheriff's Office collected 377 pounds of medication during a four-hour period. Sheriff's Office gives credit to the DEA for their sponsorship of the event and the members of our community for helping prevent dangerous drug abuse in Amador County.
And remember, the National Weather Service has updated this week's special weather statement to a weather storm watch for the Sierra Nevada. First major winter storm of the season is forecast to bring snow and wind to the Sierra Friday through the weekend. Light snow is likely over the higher terrain beginning on Friday morning. Heaviest snow is forecast during the day on Saturday. Snow levels are expected to begin about 6,000 feet and then lowering on Saturday afternoon into Sunday night to 4,500 to 5,000 feet. Be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibility, and use caution when driving.
Well, with the first major storm of the season forecast to hit the area tomorrow, Caltrans reminds drivers to be prepared. Winter weather and road conditions can change rapidly. Motorists should expect the worst conditions, be prepared, and always carry chains. Caltrans also recommends carrying blankets, water, food, a shovel, gloves, flashlight, and sand or kitty litter to provide traction in case your vehicle becomes stuck. Now, when highway signs indicate chains are required, drivers must stop and install chains or risk being cited and fined. Here's a quick refresher on chain requirement levels. No restrictions. Watch for snow on the pavement. Now, R1 conditions. Chains required on all commercial vehicles, truck or buses, all other vehicles, cars, pickups, vans, etc., must have either snow tires or chains on the drive axle. Now, R2 conditions. Chains required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive with snow tires. Four-wheel drive vehicles must carry chains in the vehicle. And R3, chain required, all vehicles, no exceptions.
And what is number three?
All vehicles.
That means, in other words, stay home. It ain't worth it. That's what I always say. R3 is stay home.
I have never had to put chains on a vehicle.
You don't need to go there.
I am lucky.
Really? You never have?
I've never had to. The only time I ever really drove up through much snow, too crazy, was when I had snow tires with four-wheel drive and all four, and those were what the conditions were calling for.
You got stuck with something in your bike. Didn't you get stuck with something in the bike?
I got stuck in extremely high winds trying to ride to Reno one time and had to pull over for a little while. The fat boy was going side to side. And
Hey, there's no need to talk bad about me.
That's the name of the bike, man. Oh. It's a Harley Softail. But when MC's on the back, I don't take any chances. So,
again, the Amador Water Agency will be conducting smoke testing Martell area. They're going to be focusing on the intersection of 49 at Martell Road and Jackson Gate Road, and on Jackson Gate up to the PG&E Yard and all of that little Depot Road section there. That'll be going on from about 8 this morning till 1 today, so be advised of that. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.